Hey man, say man, hey man, say man. Welcome back to another podcast, another episode. Don't forget to like, comment, share. Goddamn, send voice messages. Subscribe to my YouTube. Check out my apparel, Southside Apparel on goddamn Instagram. But let's start the podcast. So today we're talking about why consistency is the key to success. Now, a lot of people, they see celebrities or famous people or people that's successful in life or just making a decent amount of money. They see the outcome or the end phase or the roots of their labor, but they don't see the labor. They don't see the sweat, the tears, the blood, the late nights, the no sleep nights, the early mornings, the I can't go here, I can't go there, I can't do this, just saving money, missing out on opportunities, missing out on being with other people, missing out on fun just so they can be successful. A lot of people don't see that. They see people after they done been through everything, or while they're at the end of the process, or while they're finally getting the roots of their labor, and they think, oh, I can do that, which they possibly can, but they think they can do it in a get rich type scheme, or I'm gonna do it right here, right now. I can do it fast. Like, it's very, 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 very few people that can do stuff very fast and make money, a lot of successful money that can last you long term very fast. Like, rappers, they be rapping since they was little kids. You got people that act that was acting their whole life until they finally got their big break. You got people who started businesses and didn't start making money until 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years later, or that couldn't come out with an idea until 10, 15 years later. You got people who sucked at doing stocks and then finally hit that one stock until 15 years later when they thought everything was lost. People who couldn't sell a house until 4 or 5 years later. You got, like, so many, I can go so on and so forth, selling cars, selling real estate, selling shoes, selling anything, a business plan, business ideas, cutting hair, like anything. Like, people just see people, they see the progression, they see how, oh yeah, this person going crazy, they going, oh, I can do this too. I'm not saying you can't do it, but they have been consistent. You have to, or people with making YouTube, you need to upload every day. You cutting hair, you need to be trying to get clientele every day. You need to be cutting hair. You need to be watching videos. You need to be trying to study up on your game. You need to be practicing on yourself. Rappers, you need to be promoting yourself. You need to be putting everything out there. You need to be constantly updating. You need to be constantly making music. You need to constantly put, just like singers, you need to be constantly working on your vocals. You need to constantly putting yourself out there. Real estate, you gotta constantly trying to find the right buyers, promoting yourself, business card, everything. Everybody that's been, most people that has been successful has had to put the work behind it. Even if they done had like a silver spoon, you still gotta put some type of work to get successful. Like, it's just not gonna give it to you. Eventually money gonna run out. Money eventually runs out. So that means you gotta have the hard talent, and you gotta have some type of talent behind yourself to go crazy with it. People, they get into stuff and they do it for about 1 or 2, 3 months. They fail. They be like, okay, this ain't for me, I give up. But I spend so much money trying to hurry up and trying to be like somebody else, or put all their little effort into it. But you could have, if you'd wait 2, 3 more months, you could have been in there. Now, I'm not, if you don't have, like, if you don't have the passion or desire for something, ain't nothing wrong. Like I said in my previous podcast, there's nothing wrong with trying new things. But don't get into something just because you see somebody else doing something and being successful with it. If you do that, you're never going to have fun with something. You're never going to enjoy it. And you just doing it for the money. If you just doing something for the money, it ain't for you. You have to, for you to actually have fun with something and be consistent and live your life with something, you need to love it. Or you got to at least have some type of passion or desire or like for it. Like, a lot of people, they see people doing things like selling clothes, they're like, okay, I want to do that just because I see somebody else do that. But they don't really care about the brand they push. They don't really care. They just care about the money. They just see, people see other people cutting hair. I want to cut hair, or I want to do hair. I want to do eyelashes. I want to do nails. Not because they got a passion for it. Not because they like seeing smile on people's face. Not because they like seeing, making people happy. No, they just want to do it because they want to make some money real quick, and because they see somebody else doing it. Like, people like that, they ain't gonna never have happiness or fulfillment in their life. They just chasing something. They not actually staying down to what they believe in and going and giving your full 100% effort. Because if you giving your 75, 50% effort, or you just in it for it, you don't have the right motives to go for something, you're never gonna get what you think you're gonna get out of it. You're never gonna be like somebody else. You might get half of what they get, a little bit of what they get, but you're never gonna be as happy as them. You're never gonna be as, make as much money as them. And you're just not going to be as successful with them because you, and deep down, you don't love it. That's why, like, a lot of them athletes who have all the talent in the world, They might not really like playing, but they have to because they're trying to support their family. They've been pushed to play this their whole life. They have the athletic gifts. That's why a lot of them don't progress. They don't become all-stars or superstar players or the greatest players in the NBA, or we don't remember them after they retire because they don't have the desire to play. They just playing because that's what they've been doing their whole life. They have the talent. They've been pushed to do this their whole life. That's just what they're going. It's just like, it's a lot of people. That's why a lot of celebrities are depressed, because they have the talent to do what they're doing. They might have loved it at first, or they might have got it to a different reason. But once they get into it, they realize, damn, I don't really love this no more. And they be depressed. And that's why think about when you get a first job. You like your first job when you get it. It be all cool. Then 3, 4, 5 months, you're like, okay, I hate this job. And then you stay there 2, 3, 4 years. And then you go in there depressed every day. It's just like that with being consistent with what you do. If you're not consistent, and if you love, you can be consistent. But if you don't love what you do, you're not going to be as consistent. And you're going to be miserable. So you have to find what you love, man. Because if you don't, you're just going to be chasing somebody else's dream your whole life. And that's just a wasted life, in my opinion. Your dream don't have to be a millionaire. Your dream have to be a thousandaire. Your dream can be just living a 9-to-5 job. But you need to find out what your dream is and chase your dream. Don't chase somebody else's dream. If you know you only 5'2", your dream should not be chase being the NBA. All right, come on. And you can't, if you don't got a certain vertical, if you're not putting the work in behind it, you don't need to be chasing that dream. Like, sometimes you got to be realistic with yourself. Like, of course, if you can do anything you put your mind to, but you still have to have some type of realism behind it. You chasing something that's unrealistic. Now, you can probably make some Chinese league. You probably could do that. But you can't make the NBA just because, you know, some realism's behind the thing. You might not be the greatest rapper in the world. You might not have the swag. You might not have the attire, the fit, the name, the brand. But you could be a poet. You might have good lyrics, but nobody want to listen. You can be a poet. You can be a author. You can be a lot of things. You don't have to just be one certain thing in life. Like, some people are just physically and talentedly made to be a certain thing. That's just some people in this world. You have to realize, you have to see what you fit for. If you don't think you fit for anything, try as many things as you can. But you still have to put as much effort as you can into it. If you don't like something, don't put your effort into it. You're just wasting time. You're wasting money. You're wasting energy. That you can, them things you can never, you can't get time back. You can always get money back. Depends how much money you make. But you can never get time back. You can never get energy back. You never can get your life back. Them three things you can never get back. So don't, them the main three things in life you don't want to waste. You can waste money, cool. It depends on your circumstance. You can waste money, cool. You can waste anything else. But don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. And do not waste your energy, because you can't get them things back. There's very, 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 very few people that has been successful in this world that wasn't consistent at what they do. You just have to, like, it's very, 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 very few people who has just picked something up and just was excelled at it. Then they give it no second thought. Most people aren't that great at things. Most people aren't that good at things. But you can get great. You can get good at things if you put the work in behind it. You can't say you want to be a YouTuber and uploading one video a month, or your thumbnail booty, or your editing skills aren't good, or you're not invested behind yourself. You can't say you want to be an athlete, but you're not working out. You're not putting in the time. You're not putting in no sleep. You can't say you want a 4.0. But you're not doing a 4.0 work. You can't say I want a $100,000 job, but you're not getting $100,000 job credentials, or you're not putting in, you're not trying to find jobs, or you're not trying to have a career, or you're not trying to make money yourself that's gonna accumulate $100,000. You can't say I want to save up for this, but you're spending money every weekend at the club. Like, you have to prioritize what you want, and you gotta be consistent at that specific thing. Like, you can't say you're going to do something, then do it for a month or two, but then put it down. Or you can't say you're going to do something and just do it every now again. Like, that's just not how life works. You're just not going to be successful. Just because you see other people successful, you don't know what they do behind the scenes. You don't know what kind of sleep they get. You don't know how long they've been doing it for. You don't know who they have to support him. You don't know nothing. So the successful keys to be successful in life is be consistent in everything that you do. But hey, man, say man. Hey, man, say man. That's the end of the podcast. All right. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.